Well, I was just saying I have an insatiable desire that that soul, because I know the story and I can't tell it, and that's about all.
It's whose fault and not yours?
What is it? You ought to humble yourself, sweetheart. You ought to humble yourself rather than put us all through this bullshit. I don't hold any image of you. I don't even remember what now you were accused of stealing. I think it was some goddamn diamond something or something another. I don't know what that old man accused you of. Oh, checks. Yeah, there's a diamond, too. Somebody's diamond. They accuse you of that. She had somebody's damn diamond. I know what the hell I'm talking about, but I don't hold that against you. Nobody's got any image of you here. Nobody going around here pestering you. Why you gnaw ass at us on this matter? If anybody needs a place, you do. You already got the rest worn out. Do you know what it is? You haven't been in jail. At your age, you want to go back there and go to jail?
I wouldn't mind it, but to clear my reputation.
Clear your reputation with whom?
I'm not answering you.
Tell me at your age you don't mind going to the damn jail.
Okay. That's right, Dad, for my reputation.
I want to learn for me.
I wish you'd care as much about my communist, our socialist camaraderie here, and the pain that all this bullshit puts us through every time, and the energy and the time. I wish you cared as much about somebody else as you did your damn reputation. And how do you possibly think you're going to defend your reputation in jail?
Shut up,
please. Sounds getting to me.
Hello, everybody. It's time for everybody to stop talking in here. Dad said shut up 3 times. I don't know why you all insist on him using his energy in order to make you do the very simple thing of keeping your mouths shut. I would like Iz to be alert and start pulling people out that insist on talking and gossiping. I think by now we should all have enough discipline to be able to simply stop talking. It's not hard to do at all. I expect that anybody else that starts doing that ought to be picked up by Iz and moved over here, because I think enough time has gone by and Dad's been generous enough with all of us. You have to realize he hasn't slept in 3 days. The noise is very difficult on him. It's hard on his nerves. He is not capable of suffering all the abuse that we care to put on him. Lots and lots and lots, yes. But it's time, I think, that we all grew up around here and started behaving, all right? All right, fine. Now, Lovey, let me ask you a question. You're not a socialist, are you?
No.
No, you're not a socialist.
No.
You understand that this is a socialist group, don't you?
Yes.
You understood that it was...
When I came here and...
When you came here? Don't
yes.
You give me no line of shit like that. You signed a statement years ago. I've been preaching socialism ever since I've been in that church. And nobody could have sat there and understood I was a socialist when they got here, when I was talking revolution back there. Don't give me no shit like that.
Louie, how many years did you attend People's Temple Church before you came here?
I think about 5 years.
About 5 years. Okay. And during those 5 years, did you hear Jim talk about socialism?
Yes, yes.
And he told you he was a socialist?
Yes.
And he told you that we were all socialists, right?
Sure, yes.
So before you came here, you knew we were socialists, didn't
yes.
you? Yes. Now, socialist means sharing, doesn't it?
Yes.
Right. And you were really very willing at the time when you gave your property to share it, weren't you?
Right,
sure.
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't that you didn't want to give it then or didn't want to share it with the rest of it, was it?
What was this?
I say it wasn't that you didn't want to give it at the time or share it, was it?
No, no, it wasn't.
Uh-huh. But you're just aggravated now because there are some things here you don't like. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then explain, why do you have the change of heart? You just said you wanted it back, and I'd like to know what changed your mind.
If you listen to the beginning of it, you can understand.
No, I don't want to listen to the beginning of it because it's going to take 10 years, and we've heard it all. I would like you to say in 3 or 4 simple sentences why you changed your mind.
Okay. When I asked for the trip back, and then come back, because everything I have is here.
Now don't tell me that. I never promised nobody no fucking trip back. Nobody ever heard that shit come out of my mouth. You can accuse me of everything you want to, but I said, once you go, it's a one-way ticket. You have to get home your own way.
That's right. Right. You can clap. You can clap.
It was misunderstood.
Misunderstood? Why did nobody else misunderstand it? Why didn't not anybody here? Did anybody here understand here that I was going to pay your way back?
No.
I was going to go back and take the old man his money.
I can't hear a thing she's saying.
I had enough money. I brought enough money with me to go back. I brought enough with me to go back.
Well, nobody stole from you. You turned in Georgetown.
I deposited it there.
You didn't deposit it. You gave it. God damn you. God damn you. Damn you dare insult me. Damn you. You fell dead in this place. You've seen the power. Now you're blasphemy. You turned over a diamond pin. You gave it to us. Not deposited it. We didn't even know we were the receiver of stolen property. And you stand there and lie in your elitism and capitalism and tell me that you deposited it with us? God damn you people. God damn anything like this. I have never, you so-called non-socialists. This is the most abominable thing I've ever heard. You didn't give it to me. You gave it to somebody else. And I said, what is this to turn over to the cause? Louvie had turned it over to the cause. You didn't bother to tell us till out here that it belonged to somebody else. I'll be goddamn, don't you start no shit with me.
Dad, I left in such a hurry. I brought that stuff. I didn't know what else to do.
Look, did you hear what he just said? Did you hear what he just said? I mean, you're sitting up here like a fool. You're holding your hand. Dad is tired. And we're not going to take this shit. Just sit your ass down.
I want to see how long she'll go. I want to see how long she'll go. I want to test something here. I want to see how many miserable human beings will just continue.
One thing, Dad. I didn't mean when I said that I wasn't a socialist. I meant that I was... had not, coming to the principles. I mean, it's the principle that you have to live.
Yes, true.
And that's what I meant. I didn't mean...
Well, why did you say you deposited a stick pin diamond when you know damn shit well you did not deposit that stick pin? You turned it over. I now remember hearing it in the dining room. You sat on the chair and said, I want the cause to have this. Now, why did you say that's depositing? And why didn't you then tell us that piece of jewelry did not belong to you?
I didn't, I just didn't know, really. Isn't that something? It belongs to Murdy Rector for $200, and she's in the telephone book in San Francisco.
Well, I'm a little confused, dear. First of all, you said that you're not a socialist. And now you're telling Dad that you are. Now, let's first start at that point. Where is your principle? Are you a socialist or not?
I don't think I live up to the socialist principles well enough.
Okay.
To call myself a socialist.
Do you believe them in theory?
Yes.
Okay. And your life is committed to try to work towards those principles?
Since I've had this setback, I'm afraid not.
What setback are you referring to?
Well, I've been trying to tell you all the time.
Well, don't give me none of that bullshit about your property back in the state. We've heard that.
No, I'm not talking about that.
What are you talking about?
The things that have happened to me here since I've been here. Well, I have been unjustly accused of telling a lie, and I'm not guilty.
Let me ask you one question. How many times in your life has somebody called you a liar? How old are you, 78 or something?
Yeah.
How many times over 78 years has somebody called you a liar?
Ever so many times.
Ever so many, right?
Yes.
Right. Why is it important here?
Because this is where I'm going to make the rest of my life.
Wait a minute.
Are you bothered over the fact that you didn't tell me the truth, over the fact that you were giving me hot goods?
No, Dad. I don't know what happened, but I sure didn't mean anything like that. Because I gave my diamonds, and I was afraid to have a diamond. I was afraid to be,
But Louie, listen.
Louie, you must be the type of mentality that manages through Nazi Germany. While Jews and blacks were being burned in gas chambers. You are fantastic to me. I love you, but you are amazing to me. You are the most amazing thing I've seen in a long time. You can stand here and say somebody accused you of being a liar, but you don't think that I should be concerned that you gave us, the church, a diamond stick pin and didn't bother to tell us that it belonged to whoever. That's the first time I've heard her name. Who did it belong to?
It belongs to Murdy Rector.
Why didn't you bother to tell us that little detail?
I didn't know that. I just didn't know that I had to, I guess.
Well, you mean you were going to give us somebody else's property and not bother to tell us it was somebody else's property? That's what you're saying. Is that right?
I guess I was shocked to see Father, and I don't know. I just don't know.
All I want to establish.
After you've been there a while, there was no shock. It was. I've been there. You've been there for a couple of days. You didn't give it to me the first day.
Mm-mm.
But that is what happened, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
All the children that have not eaten yet, please raise their hands. All the children that haven't eaten yet, please raise their hands so we can count you. Well, let's take this one step further. But you did give your house and all that voluntarily because you wanted to share with us, right?
Right.
But you said that somehow, subsequently, after you've been here, something made you change your mind.
Right. No, I didn't say that.
Oh, well, but you still feel that you want to share with us.
I don't know. I'm stymied now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you either do or you don't.
That's right. I mean, I want to go back, and as much that I can do, that's not all I know.
Do for whom?
Well, I'm a huckster of sorts. I can furnish that shop that Patty has over there with jewelry and stuff. I know that.
You're going to huckster out of the jail cell, huh?
Pardon?
You're going to huckster out of a jail cell?
If I have to do it, Dad, I'm sorry. I mean, that's my work. I mean, away from my work is bother to me.
You're not being realistic, Lovey. Dad asks you, are you going to huckster out of a jail cell? You still haven't accepted or faced or realized the fact that you are wanted by the police. When you arrive in the United States, be that Miami or New York, you will be picked up by the police.
Now, tell me, did you gave your property out of your own free will?
Yes, Dad.
You want us to have that property?
Yes, Dad.
You still want us to have that property?
Yes, Dad.
Well, and you say the only reason that you wish to go back is because somebody unjustly called you a liar.
No. I, the little treatments, the workover that I had is one.
What?
And is one of them. But
really?
I don't find a whole lot.
What work?
I say the workover that I got in my face was hurt me. And I don't mind.
When the senior slapped you, you mean? When the senior slapped you?
Yes,
is that what you mean?
And but about the police, I can tell you what gets me about it and what doesn't. I like everything here, except how I know so many people because I've worked in the shop for 40 years and everybody, and I wanted to write to people. It's just the mail that other than that, I'm. And this is not a city. That's the only thing. I mean, I'm just used to being a city. And that's about the only two things other than that.
What is it about? Let's all continue to remember to keep our mouths shut kindly. We're starting to mumble again. And let's have this as some sort of an evidence of discipline. If we like it here, then we like it well enough to keep our mouths shut. What is it about the mail that displeases you?
Well, when I started writing all of the people that I wanted them to hear from me, I guess the CIA was tampering with the mail at that time.
Still are, probably.
And that's what it is.
Well, who do you want to write to, dear?
I have a whole lot of people, Dad. My customers, I have a whole lot of customers, friends.
Give us a list of these people you wish to write.
Well, I will then.
But you see, my dear, what do you get? What's your check a month?
Oh, it's only $100.
$100. Yeah. $100 a month.
Back there, I get SSI.
I was talking about back there. That's how much I love you. You're not worried about back there. Back there. You may not get what you had when you've forgotten or apparently didn't listen that they've passed Proposition 13. They're talking about cutbacks on Social Security, even stopping it. So you got $100, and you're counting on welfare on top of the $100. You ain't going to get no more welfare. That's over. Governor Brown had to put $5 billion that they had in reserve funds into California to run it this year. And next year, ain't nobody going to get no welfare. I'm telling you. Can you live on $100?
If I go with my sister, I can.
Quiet, please.
Where is your sister?
She's in San Francisco. Anything. I wish you will do anything for me. That's true.
Has she written you?
Pardon me?
Has she written you?
I haven't received a letter from her.
If she's written you, you'd receive it. Unless they tore them all up. And we've had things that they tore up, but they never tore up everybody's mail when they were doing that.
My brother has written me and paid $3.04 for the stamp. Special delivery return receipt requested. So.
Lovey, you know when all right, Gene. When Dad was explaining to you or reminding you about the bill, the legislation that's been passed where people won't get welfare anymore. What makes you think that if you won't get it, your sister won't get it? Or maybe you don't think that you fall into that category. All people who are on welfare stand to lose it. And once you're in jail, you definitely don't get welfare. I don't see how you think your sister can be of benefit to you.
I understand that this is SSI connected with Social Security. It's not welfare. Well, it's all right. It's fine.
No, darling. No, honey. No. If it was Social Security, you'd get it over here. If it's your Social Security, then it'll carry it right over here.
I'd like to explain this for all of you who may not understand it. SSI is a fund that is administered by the Social Security Administration, but actually they are State of California funds that are matched in part by federal funds. If the state doesn't have any money, then the federal government does not contribute any money, and there is no SSI. Everybody understand what I said? Now, the next point I want to make...
They apparently didn't. There was only about two hands with them.
Let me explain.
How many had SSI and lost it?
My point simply is that the state of California...
Why did you lose it? Because you can't lose nothing that's yours, right? So it wasn't yours. It was welfare. See, turn around and look, Lovey. How many people lost SSI? That's how much Father loved them, to bring them to a place of peace rather than keep them there where their lives were in danger. They lost SSI because it's not Social Security. It's California taxes from the property owners who now have decided they're not going to do it. They voted a referendum called Proposition 13, and they're not going to pay that anymore. So whatever you got from that, you won't have anymore. Because if it's Social Security, they can't keep you from getting it only in Albania and Cuba. That's the only place they can keep you from getting it. No other nation in the world can they stop you from getting Social Security. Then you can collect all your money when you go back. But SSI, you don't collect a bit back because it wasn't your money. While you're gone, you lose it. While you're there, you had it until they just did what they did a couple months ago, 3 months ago. You don't know the same United States, you see. It's a whole different ball game now. They had $5 billion in the United States in the California Treasury, and every damn penny of it goes out this year to meet SSI, medical care, Medicaid, all that. And when it's gone, ain't no more.
I wonder now, is there anybody who's on a salt-free diet that does not have a plate yet? There's one here. Two. Salt-free, right? Salt-free.
And if you insist that our people are here and you choose to go to the United States, you may go.
I'm sorry, Paul.
When our people get here and you choose to go to the United States, you may go. It'll be the unwisest thing you ever did. You won't have you're 78 years of age. $100 won't buy anything for you. If it was not for all the race bigotry, wasn't for your jail sentence that's hanging over you, and you don't know how many more charges they're going to work up on you when you get there. They don't make a big fuss about the charges till they get the body. That's when they start really making a big fuss. But they made enough fuss over you that they came every damn day looking for you. So that means they want you. Somebody putting a lot of pressure to get you. So nobody here gives a damn that you are wanted there. Nobody here holds it against you, anything you've done. I don't know what your problem is. Aren't you going with somebody here?
No, Father. My problem is I was promised my dogs and my records my music, and I'm lonesome as the things that I was promised.
I thought you were going with somebody here.
Well, I found out that when going to these meetings that I'm found out that I'm a liberated woman, and I don't even didn't even know it until I attended the meetings.
If we haven't accomplished anything else in Jonestown, we've liberated Lovey Jane. Yay!
Lovey.
Lovey, Dad really does love you. Dad really loves you.
You become liberated yesterday?
No, yeah. I just didn't tell you about it.
Come on, everybody, let's calm down again and let's develop this socialist concern for silence. I want to tell you all something. I've been thinking about it for a long time. Years before I came to this movement, I used to be in a meditation movement, and there was an asshole there by the name of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And he walked into a room, you couldn't hear a fucking pin drop. Those people had that much respect for him. The man ain't fit to tie this man's shoes. And yet you're going to mumble and whistle and grumble and stumble. I tell you something, you people got a lot to learn about respect. And I mean it, because I've seen an asshole treated with 10 times more respect than any of you treat Jim Jones at any meeting, any time.
Also, you should have some consideration for his health, because he said at the outset of this meeting, he said it many times, his health is upset when you make a lot of noise, when you clap. So you ought to have consideration for that. And all of you sit in the back there, and you let your babies cry. You ought to examine that, because all the people sitting back there can't hear either.
I don't know if anybody, if some people heard either one of you. I still hear mumbling going on in the back.
We have alternatives. We don't like to use the alternatives, but we have them.
We understand. You'll talk of how much you enjoy and love this place no matter what or who asks you. Then we will not bring up any issue. We will take the pain you put on by your mistake, that suits you better, of giving us something that we had to get back that didn't belong to you and shouldn't have been given to us in the first place. We shall never give any kind of evidence against you. In fact, we will defend you back there if you tell everybody that comes now these days how beautiful it is, how much you like it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. When you have been accused, I didn't say guilty even, when you are accused of certain things to the point that the police hunt you when you're out of their jurisdiction, as long as they hunted you, sweetheart, they're not going to give up on the matter easy. The man came to the gate. He had people come to the gate, threatened our people. And nobody gives a damn, you see, who threatened the socialists. They don't give a damn. They committed crimes, too. These very people that are accusing you. But the point is, you do have that hanging over your head. It's not that simple. I would advise you very strongly when they get here to think of something even like Georgetown better than this. Because the moment you go into the United States, our evidence shows clearly that there are warrants out for you. That means arrest. Grand theft. Maybe, I don't know what other charges they've got. I do not know. But grand theft, because he claims you took his money. And by God, he's got some witnesses. enough that they'd come to pick you up. And it'll take you a high-powered attorney to beat it. And I doubt if you can beat it. No matter how innocent. You say you're innocent. Well, so was Malcolm X. So was Martin Luther King. They threw him in jail. You seem to believe in the American system far more than a black woman of 78 years should. I don't care how friendly you say your sister is, your brother. They're both black. And nobody can get you out of trouble. I never know anybody's ever been able to get somebody out of legal trouble but me.
Martha Moore, you can go put away the rice.
And you did. All these accidents are just chancing. We should welcome anybody that gives us advice. And certainly, when they were looking after you, you should not have sided in. You're quite right.
Again, I'm sorry.
Oh, good God Almighty. I think there were some people that had reservations and wanted to go back or didn't or thought they should go back or something. We did not hear from, did they?
There were a whole bunch more people in the line. Where'd they all go to all of a sudden? Is there anybody else sitting here who has any reason for thinking they might want to go back to the States? Again, like Dad said, it's no penalty. We're just trying to understand how everybody's thinking. Anybody else at all?
Well, when I jumped on her, I jumped on her because it's been five times or six times. Been eight times. But we've dealt with this issue, and she's not in a position to go back. She's not in a position. I'll see she gets back there after the people are safely here, but I want her cooperation in the meantime, I'm telling you. By God, it's enough evidence to hang her.
If there is anybody else, can you come forward to the microphone now? I thought I saw somebody raising their hand.
There was somebody back there. I can't hear the woman. I cannot hear the woman.
I would like to go back to Chicago, not to California, not even across the state of California, because we do have members in Chicago, very good friends of mine, and it was very helpful when I was in San Francisco about sending money and to have homes, cars, money in the bank, and they would even sell out and draw the money out the bank to come back here. Yes.
Why would you like to do that?
Because they're my friends.
You want
and
to go back?
And they are members of this.
You know, I understand that, but I was just inquiring as to why you would prefer to live in Chicago than live in Jonestown.
Not to live.
Oh, you just want to go visit them?
To get them to sell what they have.
I see. I didn't understand
you. Get the money
out
the bank and pay their way and come here.
You want to go over there?
Get in touch with Father first.
You'd like to go to round up some more people and bring them in here.
That's right.
I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, which is members of the temple, which have given money to the school, but not to California. No way. To come back here after they get the money to pay their own way. That's the reason, but not to stay.
To me, it sounds like she said that Father's going to forget all these people who's been helping us all over the country. That's what it sounds like to
Chicago.
Me.
I said Chicago. That place you see them? I said, Chicago. They are members of this cause. And I haven't got a letter from them. I got a letter the first of the year, and they said they hadn't heard from me since last year, and I wrote 60 letters. But I can't get mail from nobody. I got one letter. One letter since I...
Well, somebody in Chicago is playing games with you. And this is a good old CIA trick, because they know... No letters come through that don't get to the person.
Well, I haven't received any. They said they write to me, but they said they haven't heard from me since last year.
If you get their mail and they're not getting yours, there's no reason in the world why your mail wouldn't get out of here.
I haven't received a letter from them since January. I think it was in January.
But I say, honey, there's no reason. If they said, you said that they didn't get your mail.
They said they hadn't got mine. People get help to write their letters. No reason in the world.
Why people can't write. I just think when the sister had $100 income, it's something to think about. Ask us to write every damn friend in the whole whole list of people. I think we ought to take a look at that, because each envelope that goes out costs 42 cents. That's a lot of money. I think something like that.
So that was the reason I said I wanted to go back. Because some of my friends do have money, property, and would be willing to... Which is members of this school. They are members of this temple.
What'd you say, honey?
Members of this temple, and some of them have money in the bank, they have property.
Baby, sit down, listen to me. What kept them from doing what you did? What kept them from doing what you did, getting up and coming?
I didn't have any property. I had a little money, but I didn't have no property.
What did the old proverb say? Sell what you have.
Well, that's what they would do, a lot of them.
Well, they all know. I've sent the message that we all have gone to this great land. They get mail from me.
Well, they get it from the state.
People who want to come can come.
But I can't get mail from there. I don't know what's holding my mail.
Take my word, though, darling. They have not yet interfered with them. They don't know how to interfere with mail in the states between each other. It's very easy to interfere with mail from the states coming here. Shut up, please, for good sake. There is no way that they can interfere with mail going to and from the states. There's too much of it around the states. Chicago, San Francisco. From our church, we mail in such ways that they can't stop the mail. We know people are getting mail. Now it's very easy to stop mail from here to there, or there to here, because it all comes through one port. And if they don't want it to go, some agent of the government just takes it out or tears it up. Like we sent back some important legal statements of healing where people have been healed. When it got to our church, they cut it all to pieces, marked on it, put ink on it, everything. We know that they do that kind of a trick. But what I'm saying is everybody in the entire United States is on our mailing list, has been in our meetings, and they've been told where Jim Jones is and where freedom is. And if those people want to come, darling, they would have wrote and said, I want to come. Because I don't turn anybody away.
Well, they asked me, how is Reverend Jones? They asked me if you are here where I'm at. They don't know, you know, that I'm here where you at. They always asked about you.
That was January, though, darling. But now they know it. We've let the whole mailing list know. By January, probably not. But Easter, they would have known. Well, that's a reason to try to raise money for the cause and help people to get free.
That's what I really wanted to do.
But I was saying, sweetheart, if you can't do it, If they don't know who I am through me, they'll never find out who I am through somebody else. You see what I'm saying? What's that?
I say I could raise money in Chicago much more easier than I could here because money is, you know, I could raise it there. To help the cause, that's what I meant, to help the
What's
cause.
Going to happen? What's going to happen when there is no more? Well, I don't think you are listening to me. I don't think you're about here. How long do you know? How much time have you got?
I don't plan on living in Chicago, New York, because I've been told these cities, New York, Chicago, Washington, Los Angeles, San Francisco, are all going on. I wouldn't be there long enough to find out.
Can I interrupt a second? How many people have not eaten yet? Everybody raise their hands who have not eaten yet. Oh, my. It seems like it's about a third of the place hasn't eaten.
Shift, please.
Well, resent authorities have any kind of inferiority complex, or if they feel that they can't stand authority, I think they're subject to do the same thing. That's my personal opinion. I don't have to be right, but that's the way I think.
Excellent. Next.
I feel that there are those who can't stand strong confrontation, and it becomes so painful to them when it reflects on something maybe that happened way back in their childhood. And they need to look at themselves, but they just can't do it. It's too painful. So rather than go through the confrontation and the structure that surrounds it, they just try to, you know, get out of it any way they can. In Ricker's case, I don't think he's trying to leave. I think he's going to try to commit suicide. I don't know what he's thinking, but I think I didn't hear you.
Why would he take anything that doesn't belong to him, was the question.
Well, I didn't know that he did. I don't know if he did that well. What did he say? Oh, can I ask that?
I'd rather give a person a chance to live it. Just take my word. He knew earlier, too, he took the coat. Took a coat. Because a person going to commit suicide to take a coat. I don't believe in indicting somebody until there's more clear evidence.
B, are you under the impression that there are lots of folks like that in here, relatively few?
I don't think there's lots, but I would think that there's 10 or more.
Tell me, why do you think that he is going to commit suicide?
I think he just couldn't take the confrontation. Maybe his guilt started to bother him because he wanted to commit suicide at one time because his girlfriend left him, and then he turned around and did the same thing. Maybe his guilt got to him. That's what I think.
Next one.
You are familiar how he tried suicide. But wood alcohol. Drinking wood alcohol when I healed him. And I think he left a girl, and then he got upset because she left him. He was having an affair, is that right? I know.
Last call for dinner. Anyone who hasn't had dinner, please keep your hand up now.
How many people think that he is committing suicide? Would you people please come up, because you can be helpful too. Come up here and be seated. Come up here so you can be helpful by telling us a little bit of how you see it and how you see him.
why you think he may be committing suicide. He is, according to the report, totally fearful of bugs. Is that true? Is that true? I heard that statement made. Maybe some of the many security people out there. Is that true? No, I only know the fact. What? It's true. That's a man going into a jungle to escape if he's afraid of bugs. How many of you are screwed with him? Relates to suicide. How many of you are screwed with him? Actually screwed. Huh? Well, okay, honey, well, you can tell us something. You're no trouble. There's a lot you can learn by a person's sex activity. Hot in here? Terribly hot in here? For the sake of our people, we normally this would be belching rain, so it's at least a blessing it's not, because his chances are much worse. And so are our people out there trying to find him. This is a goddamn shit. All right. How did he behave sexually? What caused it to end?
Well, first of all, I found out that he was trying to go two or three different people at the same time. So I said, I'm not going to play that game again, and I left him. And then, I think...
Please shut up! We're not trying to be in any way dry. How did he perform sexually?
You mean when we had sex? Well, okay, first of all, he had it all set up. He was in Detroit on one of our summer, I think it was on the winter trip.
Yeah.
And he had it all set up. He was on security.
Will you please stop the moving? I have high insulin level, and it's just like dynamite going off in my head. My head. The heads of all of you that I carry. Go ahead, ma'am, please.
Okay, he was on security, so he had gone around the whole building and found out where all these little rooms and shit were at. So he had a little place set up where he thought that nobody would go up to. And,